This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. A lot of us have created basement offices to take refuge in ever since the pandemic hit Michigan in earnest back in March. Seems like an easy way to stay safe from COVID-19 while getting some work done. But whether or not we're aware of it, there may be a risk to working in your basement. And that's radon. After all, one in four homes here have some kind of radon problem. Joining us now is Michigan's radon specialist, Aaron Behrendt, with the state's Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, also known as EGLE. Aaron Behrendt, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks, April. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I appreciate the opportunity to come talk to you about the radon issue in the state of Michigan.
Hey, first of all, could you give us the primer? What is radon and where does it come from?
Well, radon's a naturally occurring, colorless, odorless radioactive gas that gets into our home through cracks and voids in the foundation, and there it can build up over time to unsafe levels. Dr. Field from the University of Iowa College of Public Health states that radon is a leading environmental cause of cancer mortality in the United States.
Why is it that it's so prevalent in Michigan?
Well, it's naturally occurring. Uranium's naturally occurring in the soil, and as uranium's radioactive, so it decays, it breaks down over time into an element called radium, and then radium then breaks down into radon, and in gas form, it's mobile. It can move through the soil and get into the home that way.
How dangerous is this? I mean, what might be the effects of too much home exposure?
Well, unfortunately, there's no short-term side effects, so the body can't sense high levels of radon, but it is a carcinogen. It causes lung cancer over long-term exposure.
Aaron, when one brings up radon in discussion, sometimes, you know, people might think, oh, that's more of an East Coast problem. But it sounds like Michigan's levels may be comparable with other parts of the country that have a radon problem. First of all, is that correct?
That is correct. It's a worldwide issue. Radon is everywhere, and it's not going anywhere. We need to deal with it. We actually have elevated concentrations in every one of our counties, so it's a statewide issue that we need to worry about.
Are there counties that have particularly high concentrations?
There are. We've collected test results over 20-some years. And what that data has shown that Branch County, 53% of the test results have come back elevated. Hillsdale's at 52%, Lenawee's at 50%. But again, our hotspot is in the UP, Marquette County, actually. We have had a test result come back in Marquette County at over 458 picocuries per liter.
Wow. So, I mean, some of this is just a geologic function.
It is. Again, it's just uranium naturally present in the soil, and as that breaks down, it can be a localized issue where one house in a neighborhood can have elevated levels and the rest may not, or it can be whole neighborhoods. So that's why we encourage everyone to test, regardless of where you live, regardless of age of the home or type of foundation. The only way to know is to test your home.
So if you are one of those thousands of people who set up an office in the basement this year and you're talking to a neighbor who mentions there's definitely radon in the neighborhood, what's the first step? Is it that test kit?
Yes, the first test would be testing your home. And depending on your comfort level, we distribute test kits to the local health departments every year. We also have an agreement with one of the test kit manufacturers that you can go to the website mi.radon.com and order your test kit, and it can be shipped directly to you. So you don't have that person-to-person contact during this time. You can have a test kit shipped right to you. Or if you don't feel comfortable testing your own home, you can have a professional come in and do that for you.
So is there a difference between doing the one-day test and the one that's performed over an extended period of time?
Well, any valid test needs to be for at least 48 hours, but the longer test can be more indicative of your long-term exposure to radon. But initially, we would like you to screen your radon levels, so we would encourage testing with a short-term test kit first, so at least 48 hours. Usually, it's a 3 to 7 day test, and then from that point, depending on your test results, you know, you could go to more of a long-term test depending on what those initial levels were. If somebody's test results come back too high, you know, I would say 8 picocuries per liter or above, then I wouldn't consider long-term testing. At that point, we'd encourage confirmation test to make sure that first test was valid and then fixing the home at that point if that first elevated test was confirmed.
Those magic words, fixing the home. Is there a way to make a basement safe if you do get, you know, a confirmed positive radon test?
Yes, and it's very easy to do. It's called installing a mitigation system. It uses active soil depressurization, which is a fancy term for providing a negative pressure underneath the home, a suction point, and then venting that outside. So basically, a mitigation system is a suction point on the inside of the foundation that grabs the radon and other soil gas before it gets a chance to get into the home. And then you vent it outside where it's safe. And radon can dissipate very quickly in outdoor air. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a suction point and PVC pipe routed from that suction point up and outside the home. A radon fan will be installed on the outside of the home. And then PVC pipe will be routed above the roof line so it can exhaust in a safe area. That fan runs all the time. It basically is removing that radon gas before it gets a chance to get into the home.
You know, you walk into a basement, it's very well done. It's been refinished. Everything looks new. Is recent construction necessarily an indicator that a home would not have radon? Or do you sometimes find homes that have very built-out basement environments that still have a radon problem?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. Anything in contact with the soil can have a potential radon issue. It's really whether that uranium is naturally present in the soil next to the foundation or not. That's why we say it doesn't matter the age of the home, type of foundation. If it's in contact with the soil, it could potentially have a radon issue.
Hmm. So does that mean that a person might reasonably think to themselves, well, I'm just not going to worry about this. I think I'll just move my office up to, you know, a higher floor in my house, maybe upstairs.
The issue with that is we do have higher concentrations in our basement because it's closer to the source. That's where it enters the home. But with forced air furnaces and, you know, in the wintertime when we got our home closed up tight, you know, there's that stack effect. Hot air rises within the structure and it actually moves throughout the home. So it will be slightly less as you move up floors. But again, it's important to test the home to realize, you know, if it's an issue. Radon's in every home, so it's not a matter of if it's present. It's a matter of, are they high enough that I should do something about it? And testing is the only way to go, only way to know.
During the pandemic, there are an awful lot of people who've lost income in their families, and Michiganders are really having to reprioritize their budgets this winter. How important is radon on the priority list?
That's a very good question. Obviously, you know, putting food on the table, fixing the roof is immediate things that should be considered. Radon is a little bit more long term, but it is a serious health risk. It is a carcinogen. So, you know, I understand the need to prioritize for sure. Generally speaking, fixing the home costs between $800 and $1,500, depending on, you know, how the home is built, just to give you an idea of cost.
Are there any assistance plans that the state has available to help people with this?
The state doesn't currently have assistance plans, but there are from the federal government. The USDA has some, EPA has some, and I think Housing and Urban Development has some programs. You know, for more information, we're here to help. For more information, they can call 1-800-RADON-GAS or Radon Hotline. For help, email me at radon@michigan.gov or go to our website, michigan.gov/radon. And again, we're here to help. If you have any questions about radon testing, testing protocols, fixing the home, you have questions about maybe some quotes you got from contractors, we can help you go through some of that. So we're here to help.
Aaron Berndt is the state's radon specialist. Aaron, thank you for your time.
Thanks, April. Again, it's a pleasure to be on your show and to share this information with the public.
Just one final note. The state of Michigan, I'm sorry, I got a little rustle there. I'm going to try it again in 3, 2, 1. Just one final note. The state of Michigan does recommend fixing home radon problems if concentrations are at or above the EPA action level of poor PCI per liter.